Greetings, my friends. This is Carl, and you are listening to a special episode of 50 Fires. This episode will wrap up season one, and as we prepare to release season two, which I am so excited about the guests you're going to hear, as we prepare, I wanted to release a special episode and encourage you, maybe just gently, humbly suggest that you use the space between season one and season two to have your own episode of 50 Fires. This is the goal all along, right? I've been having these conversations for 15 years, 20 years now in private, often around an actual fire, but sometimes in a coffee shop, sometimes on a long road trip in the car, sometimes on a walk, often around a dinner table. And I'm going to suggest that you do the same. 50 Fires is really just kindling and a spark for you to start your own fire. And I want to see millions of them because we have got to change the way we interact with this crazy thing we call money. We've got to find more meaning. And I've heard from so many of you that you have found inspiration for that in these conversations. So I'm going to suggest that you have one on your own. Think of it as your own special episode of 50 Fires around your fire or your table or on a road trip with someone you love or just on a simple walk or your favorite coffee shop. So today I just wanted to walk through a couple of steps to make that happen. And then I would really like to hear from you about your experience. And you can send those stories to hello@behaviorgap.com. hello@behaviorgap.com. Feel free to send those as audio files or just written out. I just want to hear the stories about your experience. So here's my suggestions. Please treat this as an adventure journal, not necessarily prescriptive self-help, right? These are just steps that I have found to be really useful. I'm going to try and keep this as simple and sort of as clear as I can, because I know that having conversations about money can be scary. Most of us don't know how to do it. We were never taught. I know it's still very clumsy for me. So let me keep it as tight and clean as I can. So step number one, look for a time and space for the conversation. I actually find it quite helpful to not set this up intentionally, even though 50 Fires, of course, we have an appointment, a time to have this conversation, and that can certainly work. But I find it even more helpful in the natural world, out in the wild, right, to just be on the lookout for this time and space to have this conversation. Many of you have already shared stories about the conversations you're having with the people you love about money. And here's some things I noticed from you. One of the stories was on a long road trip in the car. They had just listened to an episode and decided to talk through some of the questions. So look for opportunities on long road trips, a meeting at your favorite coffee shop, a walk with a friend or a loved one, an opportunity sitting around the fire. And then my favorite place, the vision I really have, is around the dinner table. You know, families having more conversations around money. So there's some ideas on what to look for. Now, remember that these conversations can be emotional in ways that you sort of don't expect. Sometimes I compare it to touching an electric fence that you didn't know was electric. So it's really helpful to go into it expecting that and do it at a time when you're well-resourced. In other words, don't do it when you're hurried or you've just rushed home from work, you're grumpy, and especially don't do it when you're hangry and haven't eaten, right? Do it when you and the conversation partner are well-resourced. I find it really helpful just to sort of be on the lookout for these opportunities. If you remember Josh Brown's episode, he intentionally never made conversations about money with his kids a thing, but he was always looking for ways to have those conversations when they came up naturally. So that's what I'm pointing at here. So number one, be on the lookout for a time and space to have the conversation. Number two, pick a question, and I'm going to suggest for the purposes of this experiment to just use this question. It's the easiest one. What's your earliest memory of money? It's crazy that I didn't know that about my wife. We've been married over 28 years. I'm the person in the newspaper talking about money, and I had never had that conversation. If you go back and listen to the episode with Corey and I, you'll notice I asked that question. It's the first time I'd ever heard her answer. And then my daughter, Lindsay, who was also one of the episodes, I'd never asked her either. So this is a really easy one to ask people very close to you. What's your earliest memory of money? And you could phrase it really casually too, like, hey, you know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking about my earliest memory of money. What's yours? You could also blame me. You know, I was listening to this podcast by Carl Richards. It's called 50 Fires. And one question he asks is earliest memory of money. And I realized I didn't know yours. So let's just, I have so many other ideas for questions I love, but I want to keep this really, really easy. What's your earliest memory of money? That's number two. Use that question. Number three, go a little deeper. I call these go deeper transitions, and you hear them in the episode. Just be curious. So somebody says, what's your earliest memory of money? And they bring up, oh, I remember I found a dollar in the couch once, and I wanted to use it to buy a treat, and my dad said that that was irresponsible of me because it must have been someone else's, right? That's an actual one I've heard. Don't stop there. Just say, oh, wow, what do you make of that? Or how did that make you feel? My favorite follow-up to that, especially if you can do the calculation in years, like, yeah, when I was 10 and you happen to know the person's 30, with the benefit of 20 years of hindsight, what do you make of that? And here's some simple ones. Tell me more. Oh, what else? Oh, what was that like? Did your dad often make you feel that way about money? Right? You could get even more specific with your go deeper transitions. But don't put too much pressure on yourself. Maybe just one or two. What was your next memory of money? Like, you could expand the conversation if you want to, but that's step number three is go deeper. Ask a follow-up question. Keep the conversation going. And then the fourth step is just express gratitude and book it as a success. Like, you just had a conversation about money. It was a success. Nobody fought. There was no anger, no energy, nothing. You just had a successful conversation about money. You can just say, gosh, thanks so much for sharing that. That was really helpful for me to hear. And then, what do you want to do tomorrow? Would you like to go get tacos? Like, you can just close that one up. I found this to be so helpful, because we're so worried about it. But maybe this would open an opportunity, especially if money is something that you often disagree about. I've heard from so many of you in the reviews, the emails, and the kind written notes that you've sent me that money can be a point of stress or tension. I know it has been for me. So don't make this into anything bigger than it needs to be. Just express gratitude and say thanks for having this conversation with me and move on. Right? That's all you need to do. So real quickly, look for time and space. Remember to be well-resourced. Number two, pick a question. I'm suggesting you just use what's your earliest memory of money. Number three, go a little deeper. Number four, express gratitude. And in fact, I need to give you number five. Number five is share it with me. Send the story to me. Just use my email address, hello@behaviorgap.com. I see every one of those emails. I'm so grateful for the ones that you've already sent. So share it with me. And then, you know what else you could do? I have a dream for this show. I want to see this show starting a million conversations a month. That's going to take a lot more listeners. So would you do me a favor? In this break between season one and season two, would you share it? Just share it with three friends. Look for three opportunities just to send it. Hey, I'm listening to this podcast. Maybe it's your kids, your spouse, your mom, your dad, friends. If you happen to give financial advice for a living, pick an episode and share it. We've heard from a number of CPAs, attorneys, financial advisors who've loved sharing the episode with my wife. So grab that one and share it. And then go write a review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. So that's it. That's it for season one. I'm so grateful for you. It's been incredible. Please remember, the person sitting next to you, right? The person that you're talking to all the time, they have a story. And it's deeper than you know. They have a story about money. And those stories, particularly the ones that have never been shared, are driving behavior without us knowing it. So in order to make better decisions with money, in order to have a better relationship with money, we need to unpack those stories. And I'm just begging you, sort of humbly, to create the space for somebody else to unpack one of their stories and then share it with me. Cheers, my friends. See you for season two of 50 Fires, a podcast about money and meaning. Hey, it's Carl. Have you heard the 10% Happier podcast? It's really good. And it has one guiding philosophy that I've loved. And here it is. Happiness is a skill that you can learn. So why not master it? It's something you can practice. That's what the host, Dan Harris, explores in every episode. Dan is a journalist. He had a panic attack on national television and then set out on a journey of transformation to figure out what was it that made him happy. He's now on a quest to help others achieve peace and happiness. So every week, Dan talks with top scientists, meditation teachers, and even the occasional celebrity in wide-ranging conversations that explore topics like productivity, anxiety, enlightenment, psychedelics, and even relationships. The interviews have included people like Brené Brown and Sam Harris. I think of listening to 10% Happier as part of my happiness practice, as a workout for my mind. I think you'll find it to be true as well. You can find 10% Happier wherever you listen to podcasts.